Christoph Illesman is from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Congo's capital, Kinshasa. He says Monday's riots, just north of the regional capital Goma, took place because newly displaced people have not received aid. Many of them fled fighting 2 weeks ago between fighters loyal to rebel leader Laurent Nkunda and local Maimai tribal militia.
We had to actually stop the registration because we had some interference from families of soldiers who actually wanted to be incorporated in the list of people who were going to receive assistance.
But he says the problem may now have been solved.
It seems that the government has agreed to deliver assistance to the families of the soldiers, which would allow us to resume registration of those newly displaced families.
He says most people at the site where the riot took place have been provided with food aid, as well as medical assistance and shelter.
The bulk of the population in those sites do get assistance in all its forms. They have received the complete package of assistance.
UN military spokesman in the DRC, Lieutenant Colonel Pierre Chereron, says around 24 UN officials were injured during the riot. He says at least 7 protesters were injured after local police forces opened fire on the crowd. According to local officials, a 6-year-old child was also killed. Jason Stearns is an independent political analyst based in Kinshasa. He says this is not the first time local populations have rioted over the UN failure to provide aid. He says in the past, local authorities, eager to lay the blame for unrest on an outside force, have been known to organize local populations against the United Nations.
The United Nations has always been a very convenient target. They are, of course, well off. They drive around in their conditioned cars, and they're well armed. So it's very easy to mobilize the population and say, "Well, look, it's the big powers behind the situation. This is the world powers doing this, and here they are, and here you are suffering, and they're not doing anything about that."
But he says the United Nations should do more to help and protect the Congolese population.
I think on the ground there is more they could do in terms of presence, in terms of trying to implement their mandate, protecting the population and arresting human rights abusers.
Elimisan from the UN Office Coordinating Humanitarian Affairs says more than 170,000 people have been displaced in Congo since early September. He says of those, around 120,000 have received assistance from the United Nations. Selah Hennessy reports from the VOA West and Central Africa Bureau in Dakar.